this morning. We shared a placement, needs a replacement, so I'm here. There's a mark here in the book. He was very sure about that. So I'm just going to read according to what's said here. And if it's Chazara, then Chazara, which is always great. I think most of us here have seen this book at least once or twice. So the fact that it's a Chazara is always good. And today it seems like what we're talking about is Alpaim Shenot Yemot HaMashiach Mitzad HaKala, right? That, I don't know if he's gotten to this year or which sefer where exactly it is, but the Tauber's understanding is that when it comes to the relationship between Klal Yisrael and the Ribbono Shel Olam, so it's reminiscent, or it's the mashal, it's exemplified by that of a husband and wife. And in specific, what is discussion over here is, and so then the acceptance of that marriage occurred at Matan Torah. Many remozim to why that, how that works out with Matan Torah. And then the unfortunate situation that we brought upon ourselves with the Chet Egel was tantamount to some form of adultery, idolatry, and adultery are very much related in certain places. So that was the situation whereby the Kala was contesting the Chosin. And in this point, he's saying that in the years with which the Jewish people were doing what they were supposed to be doing, they lived in Eretz Yisrael, and they were carrying the mitzvahs, and they understood the times that they were not behaving so well, they'd get reproved right away. There was still a relationship that was pretty direct, it was pretty understood. The situation when the Churban Bayis Sheni had been thrown out into the nations, and it looks as if nothing seems to be working for us, the Bechina of what's called Tzadik V'Ralo took over. So that's now the side of our responsibility to now come and prove ourselves to be dedicated to marriage, despite the fact that it doesn't seem like our husband is having any relationship with us. So that's what I hope we're discussing, because that's what I can get together from the byline here. After those 2,000 years of Torah, Mitzad HaChosen reached, now occurred, the 2,000 years of Mashiach, days of Mashiach. Now is placed the responsibility on the Kala, Al Knesset Yisrael, the entire gathering of the Jewish people of Israel, V'haroyz es ritzorna legaloyz es haskamata nesuin, to show their will, to reveal their acceptance of the marriage. Right? The husband's very happy to be giving to his wife as long as she's doing well. At a certain point, he says, sorry, I'm off. Off I go. Looks like it's a gerushin. That's what the Christians say. God divorced you. Yeah? That's why Rabbeinu Gershon had to come along and make it to Kana, saying there's no such thing as Gershon, Bal Karka. The Jewish people didn't accept it. Yeah? There's Ramaz in there. He probably even brings it here. But we are now using this time to prove, no way, we're not giving up. We're not going and finding other husbands. We're not going and looking anywhere else. We're remaining dedicated. And that's what these years are about. Beis HaMikdash Charav, the Holy Temple has been destroyed. HaKala Yotzeis MiBeis HaChosen HaKala Samara B'Kasha. The Kala has left the house of her beloved to bitter and hard exile. Hin Yerdefes Ad Churma Alidei Soinea. She is pursued until her, I guess, thrown out Moshe Cherem, by way of her haters, Haromayim, Ha'adumim, the Romans, the Edomites, Ha'Noitzrim, the Christians, Ha'Muslimim, Ha'Tzalavanim, the Crusaders, Ha'Inquisitia, those of the Spanish and the Catholics in the times who wanted to change, you know, and say, well, if we don't have unity among the Christians, might as well take it out on the Jews.
Your word Tzabanim come from Slav. Tzabanim come from Slav. They were the fighters of the cross.
Oh, okay. I didn't know what a Slav was. I thought it was a Slovakian. It probably comes from the same thing.
Maybe.
Or Slav is that quail bird that we ate a lot of, you know, in the desert. Maybe that was exactly why Hashem sent that bird, because in a few years, when you complain about not having enough, I'll send you 30 days of these, you know, these really fattening birds, so that That was the Samech, right? Or a sin, not a tzadi, yeah.
In plumbing, there's a fitting called a slab, and it's a four-way like that. It's a connection.
It's a cross.
That
okay.
Like that. I thought that word. I thought the word cross came from Greek. The word Christos means Messiah in Greek. That's what I did. You guys love. Love is a Hebrew word. I guess
so
it is.
It's a cross.
In what language? There's a lot of languages floating around the medieval Europe that they've taken. Is it Greek? Is it Roman? Is it Jew? Is it Hebrew? Is it Aramaic? Gezeros tach v'tat. I don't know exactly what it was. Those gezeros of the Romans at that time?
Something said the cross is there's a connection between above and below. So the connection between above and below is defined by a vertical line.
Right.
The cross is cutting it off.
Yeah, that's what they say about Esav, yeah?
Esav
Dafka bit the neck of Yaakov, because he says you want to think that there's some connection between your higher connection you have intellectually with your body down here, that should affect it. No, nothing. There's no connection between the two. Of course, his neck got so hard, showing that our dedication, our connection is so strong that whatever argument you have, nothing. The teeth fall straight out. That doesn't record it because I've never thought of that in my life. It's Mama just you guys. No, seriously, if Tavra says he records everything he says because something things come out. I don't know how he listens to it later because he makes so many shiur, but like it's there. Maybe his kids are like, whoa, what did you say? Okay. Hakomenitzim, yeah, we understand how that destroyed Yiddishkeit. Hashoya be'erupa, I guess they came after that. Okay. Ve'ashoya ruchani, shehit choylala, umit cholelet ayedei tarvu tamarav. Oh, and then that which is negated to us, which begins the most, which is the spiritual holocaust that has been perpetuated and is continuing by the way of the Western culture. Yeah. We all understand that. Can't be of sitting in this kibbutz for less than a week without understanding what that line means. Okay. B'shanim elu HaKadosh Baruch Hu shuv eino mitgale la'am Yisrael b'kol tif'arto. In all of these years, it is yet to be that Hashem has revealed Himself in all of His splendor. Correct. All these years that he's mentioned, all these things, there has not been yet one time Hashem is sort of like an open miracle, right? We saw that in the times of Hanukkah, that despite the fact that we know the Jewish people were at such a dearth of Yiddishkeit, such a connection, like the majority of them either signed on to Greek culture or they were tacit and they didn't fight it. Yes, only like a handful went and said we're taking our Israel back. They saw the miracles. They saw the fact that the war worked out for them, and they saw the Nes Pach Hashem. But since then, we've been trampled on, and nothing's come to save us. Just, you know, the hidden miracles that, like, we look back and we say we still have this. There was still the Yeshiva's Mir was able to escape Shanghai. They were able to escape in Limbe Shanghai. This Rebbe was able to. The Dafka, the Koyach of the Satmar Rebbe, or Rav Aaron Kotler. These people had such azus to be able to start what they started that. That was who saved. That was who was perpetuated. Now, maybe it was after the war they said, we can keep this going. But there's nothing natural. There's nothing like a Kodesh Baruch Hu, obviously, was revealed to everybody. It came about, and we knew what to say afterwards. Lehefech, ad yamim elu nemar v'histarti panai mehem. On the contrary, on these days, all that we've mentioned before, and we see the opposite, which is why a Kodesh Baruch Hu says, I will hide my face from them. Still there, it's just hidden. Hayamim hein koi kashim. These days are more difficult, so difficult. Ad shekol Yisrael savur shechosin chos kashon zavutam lagamrei. To the point that they think that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, their chosin has chalila, has abandoned them entirely. V'hem omrim. This is what they say. Al ki ein elokai bekirbi mitzuni kol tzar sa'ila. Because Hashem is not in our midst, that's why I find all these troubles. God has left us. Hazoyher v'haziv shehaya oite esafasim hefech la'uma la'amun. The radiant light and the shine that once, I guess, radiated, or worse it, the chosen has turned to bleakness. Shuv ein kan fia mitzad Hashem yisbarach. was no longer the force. This is what he said before, which is that as long as it was obvious that a Kadosh Baruch Hu was with us, so if a person did something wrong, so then they felt it right away, right? Sadefa toiv loy rosha v'ralla was that immediately upon the fact that you've turned to Rishus, Kadosh Baruch Hu reprimands you right away. And so therefore they were reminded that when things got bad, they saw that we feel ghosts right away. We can understand that. But that's gone. It was no longer that. So that's the kafiyah, which is saying is that no longer there. In these years, I'm not saying those, but in these years, because we're still there, the Kala is able to decide alone with clear knowledge, with full choice, free choice, I want to use that word, to choose to join up to the chosen and to make a kesher along with it. Meaning, since it's no longer the obvious open miracles with which we relied upon the whole times of the 2,000 years of Torah, it's now our opportunity to show that we're doing so. And like we saw before, it's not getting any easier. Everything out there is available for us to say, I don't need Hashem. We don't need to use Hashem anymore. There's no Hashem, meaning it's like a back and forth. If it's obvious to us that Hashem is there, then we can't rely on the things that we have to help us. But if we feel Hashem's not there, then the only way we can put our betachon into is what we see around us. And then it unfortunately goes the other side, which is that once we start putting our trust into all the things that we see around us, then we say, well, we don't need Hashem. It's like, well, he's not here, so forget it. I'm just using the obvious sense of the muscle of how you can understand where it's coming from. B'nigud la'isa talus muchletes shaisa talisa midbar. In the contrast to that, like it was that dependency, I think he's talking about that complete dependency that Kalisu had in the desert, where the Eretz Yisrael was Manja Beis Hamikdash Amad Al Tilo, and in the times when the Beis Hamikdash was standing on its hill, Ato Klal Yisrael Yachol Yos Atzmai. Now Klal Yisrael can be independent. You want independence? Yeah, everyone wants independence. You have independence to be free from Kadosh Baruch Hu's force, and now you can instead choose to be his Eved, to be his Kala, without that force. Ad kedei kach, to the point, shemesuguhu lachshoev shechassin lo nimtza klal v'chas v'shalom. To the point that you can even think that there's no chassin at all. His whole contrast here is saying that when it was obvious to the Jewish people that Kadosh Baruch Hu was there, and he was conducting our business with exact precision, yeah, you did wrong, then you feel this. You're over to this, you're going to feel this punishment. You went to the Navi, and the Navi told you, fix that up. I know exactly what you're doing. Then it was like there was nowhere for you to express yourself. It was like you're kind of forced into it. Now the point is that you can't even think there's a Shem Bichlal in this world. So now you have the opportunity to do that on your own. It is specifically in this situation that they're able to to dig in against the waves of the sea, the mighty waves of the sea. Kineged kol hamish mashbirim, against all those things that will break us. Vagalem hapikdim otam, and those waves that will take them down. Because when you're being, you know, like, oh, they coddled, when you have the handicap of a Kadosh Baruch Hu leading you along the way, so then he's doing all the fighting for you, as long as you're honest, you're attached to his side. When the fighting, when Kivyachol Hashem leaves us, looks that way, it appears to us, then there's nothing helping us to fight the waves. We got to learn how to surf. Maybe that's why this, you know, Eretz Yisrael is a long coastline. Yeah. See kids surfing when you go to the beach? Where are they surfing here? The waves are like tiny nothings. No, even still, they want to learn the mushroom. Yeah. They've never gone to Malibu or, you know, Hawaii or where's the best? South Africa, they say. Huge waves, right? Hey, you know? Australia. Maybe not anymore. Anyway, Hem Yit Adam 2,
Hachzik.
I'm not worrying on something. If you don't have the muscle, what are you going to do? No, they're the sharks. The reef is gone. It's a whole ecosystem. Hem Yit Adam 2, Lachzik, Mamad, Lagarlot, et Ahavasam, Hazel Chosen. They are able to actualize and to strengthen their stand and to reveal their love, their strong, their deep love for the Chosen, Ezrit Sinem, Achana, Lamiti, Laina Selo, their desire to be married truly to him, Yod Badzugo Lolmea, to be his partner forever. Zohi Mahusa Kesha Nitzchi, Bain Chali Sir Kesh Baruch Hu. That is the essence of that eternal bond between Yisrael and Kesh Baruch Hu. Kesher Shekulu Ava, that is entirely of love. Kesher Sha'alav Nemar, upon with which it says in Pasuk, Aza Kamavis Ava. It's the love is as strong as death. It's a quote from Shir Shirin, okay? Mayim Rabim Lo Yuchu L'Chavos Is Ava. Great waters are not able to extinguish the love. Unahara Is Lo Yish Tefua. And rivers will not drown it. Okay. I'm going to keep going because that's what I can do. Ishto Kegufo. Excuse me. Ah, here's going to get into what I just said before earlier. Okay, fine. Great. And now he's going to bring a good muscle from Torah, which we all know, and that's what's wonderful. Ishto Gufo Bechir Chavshis. The husband is like the wife is in his body, in that she has free choice. Chayim Meimad Noisav Loisa Keshavah. There's another level to this with connection. Umdura Meimad Amuk Veniskav. And it's talking about one that's very deep and very much. Yeah, it's very deep, but we can do it. Because if the Talmud thinks you can do it, we can do it. Hakesha bein shnei bnei azug nikra b'nikra b'loshim chazal, b'fi chazal, ishto kegufo. The connection is considered that of ishto kegufo, which literally means his wife is like his body. Okay? Yishel is a sheila. That means, it comes to ask, keitzad nucha l'kasher et debito ishto kegufo l'nisuin shel kodesh baruch hu m'am Yisrael. How is it possible to understand the expression of Ishta Gufa in the marriage between Kol Yisrael and Hashem? Barei l'chora bitui ze enu toyim kol kesher kiddush kadosh ze imzeh. It seems that the expression doesn't need to have any form or any way that we can really make an expression. How could it be possible? Like, you know, the incredible difference between us and Hashem is so unfathomable. Like, how is it in any way possible to be making an example that somehow we have some similarity to be like Hashem in that way? It's very difficult to understand. Hatshuva l'kachi yecholes habechir chavshis. The answer is free choice. Free choice. Maret l'hayachsin bein abali ishto. In the framework of the relationship between the husband and the wife, when it comes to this, when it comes to the Torah, it's equals. Yeah, you guys ever learn Confucius? And when I was in school, it's all this Chinese history. Yeah, there's five relationships. That was Confucius's big philosophy, is that there's five types of relationships. Okay, and all of them, I think it's a ruler to subject, father to son, husband to wife, friend to friend, and I can't remember the last one. But of all of them, they said, what's the only one that's equal? It's friend to friend. Yeah, which means husband to wife. In Chinese, it's not equal. But for Jewish people, we say, oh, it's totally equal. Husband and wife are equals. Val ein mitzaves ishto v'loy pokedala. He's not the commander upon her. He's not her. Yeah, he doesn't dictate to her. No, he certainly can't force her to do his will. He can probe, and he can be, you know, do what's the word? They like this. No, they can't do that. They'll say, yeah, what are you talking about? Fine. That's to tell them what's the difference between what's called the real and the ideal, right? He can't force her, and he's not able to demand his will. They live lives together as partners, not exactly, but in this sense. Lo hu gadol mimena v'lo hi gadol mimenu. Neither is greater than the other. I mean, look, the same thing comes along when it comes, let's say, Klal Yisrael, right? You have Kohen, Levi, Yisrael, okay? Every one of them is doing their job. Zachar, Zvulin, everyone is doing their particular job. For one to say, ah, we deserve some more better acclaim because we're the Lame de Torah, yeah, we're the Yisachars here, that doesn't work because everyone's got their own particular tafkid, but everyone's working together, you know? Everyone's working together to make things out. You do what you have to do because that's what you have to do. You do what you have to do because that's what you have to do. And if anyone thinks I'm better than anyone else because of what I'm doing, because they're doing with more chashuv, then it all falls apart. That's correct. I'm just showing that you see in the things, it's everyone has their specific tafkid, and no one says, oh, I'm greater than you because of that. The same thing too when it comes to a relationship, it's everyone's equal. But how could it be? Free will. When it comes to this particular framework and this aspect, then there is such a thing whereby neither are greater in their free choice. In that ability of choice, how great and wonderful it is, she'oskenu ba betchilas devarenu, who began here in the beginning of our discussion, he amafteach lekeshin suin. That is the key to the relationship of marriage. Now, where does this fit into Hashem and us? Either he's going to say it now, or he's going to have to wait. Zoyi yicholas habechira sheba hishtamish adam arishin l'rea. That was the choice that Adam Rishon used to his detriment to destroy the whole world. Even though he had all the means in the world not to do so. Why should I do this? Why am I ruining it? My wife is handing me this food. I don't want it. I know everything that's going to come into this. I know all the destruction that's going to come. His mind was on a level by him. You know, his head was in the Shemayim. We don't understand what that means. And yet he said, I'm still going to do so. As Rav explained, I'm going to do so because then I can show I prove my relationship much more. The Gadol Baruch Hu said, that's not what I want to. But you see how far choice goes. Zoi oisi yecholus bechir sheba yishtamish Avram Avinu. That was the bechir that Avram Avinu used. Kedei livnois mechadesh as ha'olam. In order to use to build the whole world again. Because he said, I'm choosing not just go with the flow with everybody else who's being taken down by Nimrod. I'm going to decide against that. And that's what gave us everything we have. Against the fact that according to what he'd seen, it just seemed impossible to be able to do so. He was able to say, despite the fact that Hashem wants me to keep my whole son alive, yeah, we're going to see at the end of the part this week, he wants me to keep my son alive. I know that he wants Yitzchak to be the one to continue the line of the Yisrael over the Shem. Nonetheless, he wants me to kill him. I can choose to do that. That's where HaKadosh Baruch was able to choose afterwards. B'nei Yisrael also say Egel Azov. They made the Egel Azov. They even danced in front of it. This is the God of Israel that took you out of Mitzrayim. We have no schmeck, we have no bit of a grasp of what that really was. It's far from us. Ach, we can learn from what we can. The soul cries out, how could this be? After the upper worlds and the lower worlds burst forth, the ro kulam shehu yichidi, after they saw Hashem, it was like all of the Jewish people were able to have the experience, and they experienced Hashem. Acharei sheshamu eskor l'shem medaber imam panim upanim, even though they heard the words, whatever that meant, like that sunk in before collapsed. Ketzad hein naflu mi'igrod rama lebira amikta kazu. You must be quoting from somewhere. How could it be that they fell from the lofty heights to the dip, the fallest pit, like that? To the point that he destroyed luchos. He's going there for this case of this case of the Chaita Egel that he's now going to describe in the next few pages is the example for how far the Bechira of the Kala goes, that you, and it's going to prove how the level with which the Jewish people in accepting that relationship between themselves and the Kodesh Baruch Hu to be that of a Kosin Kala, not just was that didn't just reach the very high ability of still being Hashem's Eved, yeah, but still if you're signed on to Hashem's army, that seems, you know, pretty big tafkid. Yeah. Nowadays a soldier, at least from America, a soldier is like, okay, no big deal, like, you know. The guys who couldn't do anything else with their lives are good as soldiers, so it doesn't really look good. Maybe in England the soldiers have a bit more of a cupboard, you know. I don't know. But still, to understand, being a soldier at least one point, you had a certain respect when you were on par with the king, or the queen. As opposed to just a regular citizen, right? We went beyond that. We went to the point where no. Our relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu went to the point of a husband and wife. And you'll see from the example of how the Jewish people reacted or how they behaved, what Moshe Rabbeinu did during that kufa, during that maisa, how far the bechira of the Klal Yisrael goes. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu even accepted that, I'm just giving you a hint, to the point that that's exactly how you were expressing the relationship level. You understand exactly how far this goes. And that's the level at which we can understand how far our relationship with Hashem goes, to the point that we can even do so today. Which is why we're here, to understand what we're supposed to be doing. Yeah. It's very nice to come sit here and learn, you know, a bunch of history, but as it relates to us even right now, shkoyach. I don't know if I'll be here tomorrow, but I really had a good time.
That's good.
Morning, good and giant.